ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ పర్పల్ బాయ్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఎస్సీ భక్తి విధాన స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభాత్ కి ద స్ట్రాంగ్ బాడీలీ డిజైర్స్ అండ్ నీడ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఎ పర్సన్ డిస్టర్బ్ బై హంగర్ అండ్ థర్స్ట్ ఆర్ సర్టెన్లీ సాటిస్ఫైడ్ వెన్ హీ ఈట్స్. సిమిలర్లీ ఇఫ్ వన్ బికమ్స్ వెరీ యాంగ్రీ, ద యాంగర్ ఇస్ సాటిస్ఫైడ్ బై చెస్టైజ్మెంట్ అండ్ ఇట్స్ రియాక్షన్. బట్ యాజ్ ఫార్ యాజ్ గ్రీడ్, ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ ఎ గ్రీడీ పర్సన్ హ్యాజ్ కాంకర్డ్ ఆల్ ద డైరెక్షన్స్ ఆఫ్ ది వరల్డ్ ఆర్ హ్యాజ్ ఎంజాయ్డ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఇన్ ద వరల్డ్, స్టిల్ హీ విల్ నాట్ బి సాటిస్ఫైడ్. ఇన్ భగవద్గీత 3:37 ఇట్ ఈస్ స్టేటెడ్ దట్ లస్ట్, యాంగర్ అండ్ గ్రీడ్ ఆర్ ది కాజ్ ఆఫ్ ది కండిషన్ సోల్స్ బాండేజ్ ఇన్ దిస్ మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్. కామ ఏస క్రోధ ఏస రజోగుణ సముద్భవ. When strong lusty desires for sanctification are unfulfilled, one becomes angry. This anger can be satisfied when one chastises his enemy. But when there is an increase in lobha or greed, which is the greatest enemy caused by the rajogun, the mode of passion, how can one endeavor in Krishna consciousness? If one is very greedy to enhance his Krishna consciousness, this is a great boon. Tatra laulyam ekalam moolam. This is the best path available. Om ajnanati mirandhasya jnananjana salakya chakshurunmilitam ena tasmai shri guruve namaha. శ్రీచైతన్యమనోభృష్టం స్థాపితం ఏన భూతలే స్వయం రూప కదామయం దాతి స్వ పదాంతికం వందేహం శ్రీయుత పదకమలం శ్రీగురూన్ వైషమాశ శ్రీరూపం సాగర జాతం సగణ రఘునాథానితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజన సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం రాధా కృష్ణ పాదాన్ సహగణ లలిత శ్రీ విశాఖానితాంశ. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధో జగత్పతి గోపేశ గోపికా కాంత రాధాకాంత నమస్తుతే. తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరీ వృషభానుసుతే దేవీ ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే. వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్యమేవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర్ శివాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. నమః విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణ పృష్ఠాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతి భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామీతి నామినే. నమస్తే సరస్వతి దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్ దేశ తారిణే. అసంతుష్టస్య విప్రస్య తేజో విద్యా తపోయశ సవందింద్రియ లౌల్యేన జ్ఞానం చైవాధికిర్యతే. బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ది గ్రీడ్, ఫర్ ది సేక్ ఆఫ్ సెన్సెస్, the spiritual strength, education, austerity, reputation of a devotee or brahmana who is not self-satisfied dwindle and his knowledge gradually vanishes. Kamasyantam ishudrigbham kraudhasteya phalodaya jano yati nalobhasya jitva bhuktva dise bhuva. The strong bodily desires, needs of person disturbed by hunger and thirst are certainly satisfied when he eats. Similarly, if one becomes very angry, that anger is satisfied by chastisement and its reaction. But as for greed, even if a greedy person has conquered all the direction of the world, has enjoyed everything in the world, still he will not be satisfied. So, in this chapter, we are hearing the instructions regarding Brahmana from Naradji. Who can be the greater Brahmana than Narada? He has all experience. He has also become Sudra, so he knows everything. Inside out, what is Brahmana supposed to be? Not only Brahmana, Vaishnava. Actually, this society Prabhupada created, society of Brahmana. We are supposed to be Pandit, all scholarly person, and giving knowledge to everybody. What we are going to preach? We are supposed to be preacher. For what? What we learn and what we practice. Not just preacher, just talker. But what we hear, then we meditate, then practice. And then the practice and the preaching begins. Just by seeing devotee, somebody can understand something good. Just by seeing Hare Krishna Prabhu saying this much, your preaching has already started. So even a Vaishnava Tilak, Vaishnava dress, it makes an impact in others' mind and others' living. In the purport, Prabhupada is saying that kama esa krodha esa rajoguna samudhova. This kama, krodh, lobh, they are coming out of passion. And of course, kama is very difficult. This material world is we are living in the material world because of kama. The srishti is out of this kama, the desire. But he is saying in purport that you can satisfy your desires when you get something what you are desiring for. If you are hungry or thirsty, but getting food, you can become satisfied. Dhyayet visayan pusa sangate sopajayata. This is also science. Why we have so much desire? You see all the billboards? Just go, see the billboard. Go this side, see the billboard. So then this starts reflecting in your brain again and again. So dhyayate. The first desire starts from your brain. Seeing, watching, and then meditating, then it becomes desire to get it. Sangate so bhajayate. You start liking the association or even seeing that object. Sangat sanjayate kamad. And by meditating again and again, then you have a strong desire to receive it, get it. Kamat. And in this world, no one can satisfy all the desires. So when your desires are not satisfied, then anger will come. Kamat krodho vijayate. Then anger will come. Krodha bhavad sammoha. You have seen an angry man? Sometimes you yourself become angry. You lose everything. Krodhat bhavati sammoha. Then you become illusion. When sammohat smriti vibhrama. And when you are illusion, your memory that you are a human being, you are a servant of God, you are a devotee, you have also put tilak, you have saffron dress, you have dhoti kurta, you are practicing, preaching, everything you forget. That powerful is krodha. Smriti vanshat buddhi naso buddhi nasat pranasati. And once your intelligence is gone, then you are doomed to finish. The human body or human birth is finished. So krodh is very dangerous. But it starts from where? Dhyayet, by meditating. So dhyayet Vishnu. That's why this Navadha Bhakti is given. శ్రవణం కీర్తనం విష్ణు, శ్రవణం పాదసేవనం, అర్చనం వందనం దాస్యం, సాఖ్యం ఆత్మనివేదనం. జస్ట్ టు రిప్లేస్ దిస్ ధ్యాన్, జస్ట్ టు రిప్లేస్ దిస్ మెటలిస్టిక్ విండోస్ వేర్ ఎవ్రీవేర్ వెల్కమ్ వెల్కమ్ ఫర్ సెన్స్ గ్రాటిఫికేషన్, సో మచ్ హ్యామరింగ్, జస్ట్ గో దిస్ సైడ్ దట్ సైడ్. మోస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద పీపుల్ స్పెండ్ హైయెస్ట్ ఆఫ్ అమౌంట్ ఆఫ్ దేర్ ఎనర్జీ ఇన్ పబ్లిసైజింగ్. సో సమ్ టైమ్స్ సమ్ పీపుల్, దేర్ ఈస్ వన్ మ్యాన్ హియర్ ఇన్ లండన్, వెరీ రిచ్ మ్యాన్, బట్ హీస్ వెరీ మచ్ అగేన్స్ట్ అబౌట్ దిస్ హరినామ్. సచ్ ఎ స్టూపిడ్ ఫెలో, ఐ హావ్ నెవర్ సీన్ ఎ పర్సన్ లైక్ హిమ్. వై యూ గైస్ డూ దిస్ హరినామ్ ఆన్ ద స్ట్రీట్, మేక్ ఎ బిగ్ సీన్? He will never understand. Now if I ask him, why there is a big billboard? Lux, L-U-X, again and again, life after life, the same Lux you are using, but this guy is using so much money, use this soap, use this, that. No, why they are doing that? He never objected for them. For Harinam, he thinks, oh, you are selling out this Sanatana Dharma on the street, it's so cheap. He doesn't understand. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started this soap piece business. That just by showing this Harinam, Agyat Sukriti will come to the people who are even demoniac mentality. They will get purified. They will get blessings. Agyat Sukriti. So-called, there are so many Hindus, they think they know everything. You talk to them, they say, Hey, Baba, I know Bhagavad Gita, Ramayana, Mahabharata, everything else. But they don't know anything because they have never practiced anything. What they are practicing is just a simple ritual. Coming down from immemorial family, you know. Father used to do like this, grandfather used to like that, that's it. They have temple, they just do sometimes like this and they just run. But there is a Agyat Sukriti. And still there is a little policy of believing in God. Good or bad, ultimately something, you know, somebody is there, up, he is doing something good for us. That is their belief. But we are not supposed to be like that. We are supposed to be Pandita. We must read the Shastras, take shelter of Shastras. And after learning, then we distribute this knowledge. Not before learning. So we must take it very seriously. Krishna consciousness is science. Atha vigyana sahitam. Krishna is saying that I am going to give you knowledge. Vigyan, the which knowledge, is not a bookish knowledge, which is just written and keep in the self. No, I'll chant a sloka and just make your face like that, you know. No, he's saying atha vigyana sahitam. What is vigyan? What is the science? Which you can verify, which you can practice. That is vigyana sahitam. Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is saying, Raj Vidya, Raj Guhyam, Pavittam Idamuttamam. This is the king of knowledge. You want the topmost knowledge? Come on, take this. Krishna is saying directly, this is the topmost knowledge. And when something is very important and you keep very carefully, say this, he is saying, in all this secret things, which are not supposed to be disclosed, this is one of them. But I am giving you. I am announcing. I am chanting for you. Gita. Gita means singing. Krishna is singing for his devotee. The same knowledge which is supposed to be secret. You see, before the mantras are given, very secretly, in the ears, whisper very slowly. Only the guru and disciple know what the mantra, and they are not supposed to disclose. You know, Ramanujacharya, his guru, he gave him a mantra, Yadavendra Dutt, he gave him mantra. Rang Ramaya Namaha, that is the Vaishnava mantra for Sri Sampradaya. So, but he gave very slowly in his ear, in the right ear. Yeah. And then he said, don't tell anybody. This is the mantra which is going to take back to Godhead. You are going to now back. No, no material world. Finish. So he was so happy. He was a very young boy, Ramanujacharya. Very young. He said, oh my God, such a powerful mantra my guru gave. I can take the whole world back to Godhead. Let us go. So he went on the Sri Rangam temple and he stood on the main gate, on the top of the gate, standing and shouting, come on, I'm taking all of you back to Godhead. Come on, take this mantra. There was a big queue because everybody wanted to go back. Then his guru came and he was shocked. He said, I told you not to give to anybody and you are just openly giving in the open market. He said, it is better I remain here, but the other people will at least go because this mantra is very powerful. Actually, his guru became his disciple. Yadavendra Datta became his disciple. Because he knew, you are the Acharya. You can take the whole universe back home. He said, you are the Acharya. It is why? Because the knowledge was practiced. If it is bookish knowledge, if it is written in the book, keep in the self and chant sometime, oh, very nice mantra, you know, just chant. But if you don't know the bhav, you don't know the impact, you don't practice it, then it has no value. So you have to chant the mantra with effect and with full devotion. So Prabhupada is saying that you can conquer maybe calm and growth in the purport. But he's saying the greed, the love, even you win all three worlds, get all the property of the universe, but you will be not satisfied. Unlimited. Anior, more and more. You see, when Krishna put up the Govardhan Hill, you see, if you go to Parikrama, to Govardhan, there is a village called Anior village. Why that village? Because Krishna is saying, bring more. He's not satisfied. The same way this greed is like that. You know, you bring one car, oh, this is stupid. Now there's new car, BMW. No, there's Lexus. No, like this model, that model, house, everything. You know, you just bring every day one, and then second day you ask for another one. Jaho Mandar Kalangana ki. Such a great lady. She makes such a wonderful prasad. One time I took her to Delhi to teach this cooking. But she became sick. I think Radha Gokulanand don't want to let this knowledge go anywhere else. She came, 3-4 days she stayed in Delhi, 4 days she was sick. Then we have to take her to Vrindavan, then she became all right, then she came back to London. There is one devotee, all the time he will say, Are Baba, you learn how to make the prasad. You know, he liked this prasad so good. So he will always tell me. So I told Mataji, please come to Delhi, stay there, teach our devotees how to cook this prasad. Now she is saying, oh, you send somebody here, then I turn them here. So I don't think that Gokulanand want this knowledge go outside. It will stay here with you. Such a wonderful prasad. Sweet. So, you can conquer kama and krodh. Of course, actually Prabhupada is writing in purport, but it is very difficult. No one can. If somebody can conquer kaam, finish. There is no life, no material life. Mathunagar, this world is called, it is the sakal. We are right here. Every woman and every man always attracted to each other. That's it. And Prabhupada said, some of his conversation, that there was one Bengali doctor and Prabhupada's friend, old friend. So that doctor was visiting his patient. He's not only patient, his friend. He was like they were co-friend. But the doctor has his granddaughter. She was maybe 16 or 18. She was a young girl. And the man whom he came to visit, he was old guy. He was going to die. He was in hospital. He just came to see. And this old man is not talking to his friend, doctor friend. Instead, he just, you know, just watching to the girl upside down, you know, just meditating, see this. So Prabhupada says that this is the material world. Even at the time of death, even when a man cannot do anything, still in his mind he's thinking of the sex desire. So, kama isa, krodha isa, this kama is very difficult to conquer. But still he's saying maybe by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, by completely surrendering to the lotus feet of a spiritual master, one can become very good brahmachari. One can become very good banprastha, or he can take very good sannyas. But he is saying that lobh is very difficult. Because greed, and all the time, you know, you get more and more and more. Anyor, Krishna is not satisfied, see. You know how Krishna got satisfied? Anyor, anyor, anyor. When he was saying anyor, bring more, bring more. So there was one old Chaturvedi, Pandit from Mathura. He was a smart guy. He said, oh, you didn't offer tulsi leaf. So Krishna will never be satisfied unless in a food you keep tulsi. Immediately they brought tulsi, then Krishna was satisfied. Then he started refusing. Prasad, prasad, take, take back, take back. So they fill up the Govind kun. Then there are so many kuns around Govardhan. Airavat kund, Govind kund. So small, small kunds are there. So they all fill up with prasad, laddus, kheer, whatever they have offered, I'll come back. Because Krishna doesn't take, you see, whatever you offer, he gives you back with prasad, powerful potency in it. But in the purport, Prabhupada is saying, no, this greed you can transform if it is for Krishna. Laulyam ekam. If you become greedy to chant more and more rounds, to do more and more service, then you have to develop the Brajavasi spirit. You become Brajavasi. The Brajavasis, their spirit, so potential, they are running after Krishna. No, just want, see Krishna wants to go for calf herding his small child, going away from home, and all these gopis, they are just trying to take a glimpse how he is going, how he is throwing pebbles on somebody's mud pot and doing something. He never walks, you know, tera. He is always, you know, he's a crooked fellow. He never walks, you know, just Krishna goes straight. No, he will do something. While he is going away from home, he will do something, some mischief. And this mischief is liked by these gopis, the Brajavasis. They like it. They are hankering. They are praying to Purnamasi. They are praying to Durga. They are praying to Katyayani. They are praying to Narayan. That please, today, in my home, Krishna should come and steal butter. Somebody will do like that. You open your keys, keep everything. Let Krishna take away everything. You know, you make one lock, then two lock, then three lock. Keep locking everything. Here are the Brajavasi gopis. No, they want to open everything so that Krishna comes and they pray. And these coward boys, they are so good, they are always trying to take one every day. Krishna, come on, come on, let us go in my home. They are such a foolish boys, they want to take Krishna to their home and to loot and plunder all the butters and everything and throw away, give it to all monkeys. Who are these monkeys? The Brajavasi monkeys are very fortunate fellow. They are not ordinary monkeys. They are the same monkeys who had worked without food, without drink for Lord Ram. And they had dry life that time. Very rough, tough life, you know. Army life is so rough and tough. Now army is enjoying, America has provided everything to their army man. They have everything. They go Iraq, finish Iraq, everything you have in your barrack. What you want? Everything. When I say everything, means everything. They have no problem. Here, these monkeys had nothing, but they gave their life. They're fighting with this big battalion of Ramana. So Lord Ram say, okay, when I come, Krishna, become Krishna, and Dwapar age, I will feed you all. So whenever he steals, so this Brajavasis take little. These goat boys. But he distributes to this all. All the monkeys, they eat. And that's why they are very fat. You go, Vrindavan, see so many monkeys. They are Ramsena. So that is the Brajavasis breed. And these boys, they are saying, come, come in my home. And one gopi is saying, always hankering to get Krishna in their home. But, you know, they always go and joke to Nandarani. They say, oh, Mother Yashoda, your Kanha is so nutcut, he's so, you know, chanchal, that every time he comes, he throws our parts, he breaks our parts, he distributes all the butter, all the goras he destroys. You know, he's very nutty. You cannot control. You don't have butter, you don't have yogurt in your home. Why he has to go and steal? So sometimes Nandarani becomes very, very angry. I have so much butter and so much yogurt in my home. I don't think my son is going to steal. Okay, bring some time if you catch him. So Krishna wants to be caught. He said, okay, I will be caught by you. Okay, you always complain to my mother. I will be caught by you. So he is going hiding. You know, they make a system, stair system. 3-4 boys they catch. Then above that there are 2 boys and like that. And then Krishna will be on the top. And he will bring all the butter and give them. And then monkeys will be in the queue. And they take all the butter, they eat. Then the mother of this boy, she came very slowly and saw, oh, she caught Krishna. Everybody ran away. Krishna was there alone. She catch. You say, Kaki, leave me. No. Your mother always tells me that you never steal butter. I have to take you. Oh, no, Kaki, please leave me. No. I will take you. So he say, okay, take. So he's taking. And his friend is also coming behind. Such a great friendship. You cannot even imagine this type of friendship. That wise also he is thinking, oh, my mother is going to get my Krishna. He will get chastisement. He will be get beaten by Mother Yashoda. It is better. I should get beaten. He will say, Krishna, hey, put my hand. In the Brajavasi ladies, they cover their face. So, Kaki, my hand is paining. No, catch this hand, not this, you know. Lift my right hand, take left hand like that. So as soon as he will give the hand, this will be her son's hand. So his son is there in the hand of her mother. And walking, and Krishna runs away, goes to Nand Bhavan and comes back. And he's just doing like this, eyes and crying and saying, Mother Yashoda, please give me some makka and this and that. And there is the lady coming with like a fire. She's shouting, oh, Nandarani, come, see your son. So Yashoda will say, oh, something happened to your brain? What is this? My son is here. You are holding your son, shouting for my son. What is this? Hare. Then she says, Hare, my God, I have caught my son. What happened to me? So she is putting her hand on his head. And then goes back. When she is going back in the way, Krishna will appear. Hey, Kaki, I told you not to catch me, no? Now, if you catch me again, second time, I will appear like your husband. He is saying that I am appearing, though his real boy was there. But she is saying, I will appear like, I will make sure your husband is caught. But really speaking, it is not the truth. The Brajavasi ladies, they want to just make a drama. Really speaking, they want that Krishna should come to their home. They will have chance to see Krishna. And Krishna, they will be so pleased that by their labor, that butter has come, and that butter has been eaten, even if little bit, by Krishna. They will be so grateful for that. It will be distributed for the monkey. They are so happy. Sri Radha Gokulanand ki, Sri Ram Lakshman Van ki, Sri Jagannath ki. So it is like that. So we have to develop the Brajavasi spirit. Like you see, in Brahma Bimohan Leela, the whole Brajmandal became Krishna conscious. Whole Brajmandal. Krishna appeared in the form of all the Gwalbal. Krishna became all the calves. So even the cows, they always hanker. My God, if Krishna could drink my milk, drink my milk. So now Krishna has become their calf. So whatever you desire, Krishna fulfills your desire. You want to relate to Krishna as a friend. You want to become mother, parents, father, mother. You want to become his servant. You want to make him servant. And he will drive your chariot. He will work for you. Whatever you want, he reciprocates. Ye yathamam prapadyante tans tathaiva bhajamyaham. I will reciprocate accordingly. Whatever you desire. What do you want to make Krishna? He will become. So this Brajavasi ladies, they were always thinking that, oh, cause my son, I would have son. I was like Yashoda. Yashoda is so fortunate. Kanhaiya is playing in her home. She prepares. This Sridhama's mother making him ready, she will always think of Krishna. They are hankering always for Krishna. Now Krishna has come to their home. See, when the calves become old, 1 year old, they don't drink milk. Because then they start engaging the grass. But now, because all the calves are Krishna, so now the behavior is changed. All the cows are coming from Govardhan, and the calves are 3 year old, 2 year old calf. They are rubbing their head, and they are just drinking milk. This all the senior girls, they see, hey, what is this fun? How can this calf is drinking milk? And the cow is hankering because she has special love now. Because this calf is not ordinary calf. This calf is Krishna. The whole Brajmandal has become completely Krishna conscious. All the mothers, they are now getting ready to the children. Before they were thinking of Krishna when they're getting ready the children. Now they are so satisfied by touching Krishna in the form of their son. They are thinking they are lost. They are lost. That is the consciousness. Because we get that consciousness that we are always lost in Braj consciousness. The Brajavasis, they are always thinking. So there is a joke in Vrindavan. They say that Jagat Guru Brahman, in this whole world, the Brahmanas are guru for everybody. They are top. And Brahman Guru Sannyasi. And for the Brahmanas, Sannyasi is their guru. And for Sannyasi, Sannyasi's guru is Avinasi. Who is Avinasi? Krishna. Krishna is Sannyasi's guru. And for Avinasi, who is the guru for Avinasi? Is Brajavasi. They make him monkey, they make him work like a horse when they are playing and Krishna loses, he always loses his game. Then they will say, oh, now you become horse. And then Sridhama will sit on his back like horse, tick tick ghoda, he will make him run. This Krishna is so sweet. So we have to develop that spirit to love Krishna. Actually, why we have been given this process, chanting? Because for 84 lakhs of species, we have taken so many births. We were born as a donkey, we were born as a cow, we were born as a lion. So many different behavior. So we are disturbed people. We are not ordinary. We are not like normal human being. We have become abnormal. Our behavior is full of lust, full of greed. We are just... We are degraded than animal in this human form. At least these animals are regulated in some respect. Except few animals like dog, But still there is some regulation. They follow the nature. But in the form of a human being, we don't follow at all anything. We think, oh, you know, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is saying, now I have given you knowledge. Yadi ichchasi tat kuru. I have given you knowledge, whatever you desire, you do. He is giving freedom. And that freedom is very dangerous because we thought we are free, free bird, so we just walk around, do whatever we want. We never want to follow regulative principle. We don't want to get regulated. We always want to just go like wild. So Krishna conscious society is created by Srila Prabhupada to make us cultured human being, a Brahman society where everything is regulated. A Brahmana, who is a Brahmana? Who is the most intelligent? Samo, damo, tapah, saucham, santi, arjava, mevacha, jnana, vijnana, astigyam, brahma, karma, svabhavajam. Samo, damo, who has all the control on his senses, who has control on his mind. And this mind is the real enemy. Maneva manushyanam karana vandhana mokshayo. How can you control the mind? Very turbulent mind. So you have to develop the mind of this Brajavasi spirit. That's why we are supposed to go again and again to Vrindavan. So when Krishna was leaving, he was closing down his pastime in this material world. So Uddhava asked him, what are the things, how will survive? How the devotees will live? He said, I am living four things here. What are these four things? He said, I am living Braj Raj. Krishna never wears shoes. He was just barefooted all along. As long as he was in Braj, he was playing without any. Only when he became Dwarkadhis, royal palace, everything like. But when he was in Braj, he had no chappal, no juta. So he has ruined the whole earth of the Brajamandal. In every dust, there is a celestial power of Krishna consciousness. Everything is, you know, burning with Krishna. So this Braj Raj is very powerful. Braj Renu is very powerful. So he said, second thing, I am leaving Giriraj Govardhan. If you go, just do circumlate Giriraj, have darshan, his murti, direct. None. He, Giridas Varyam, Haridas Varyam. He is the most devoted, the greatest among the devotees, and he is the Lord himself, non-different from Krishna. So Giriraj is there. Brajraj is there. Then, Jamuna Mai, I am living the Jamuna. Kalindi Puline, Kodambotole, Bajavasi. His Venu Madhuri, where he can play flute? In Dwarka, he cannot play flute in Dwarka. He didn't take the flute there. The gopis took away. His flute is still lying there in Vrindavan. So Venu. And Krishna says that I am also living my name. This Harina. So, but this name is available everywhere. Three things are stuck in Vrindavan. The Brajraj, Govardhan and Jamunajal. But the name is put everywhere. Jemun Ganga Jale, Ganga Puja, Temun O Shihari, Ami Tomar Name, Ami Tumi Ke Bandha. The way a person goes to Ganga and worships the Ganga is Ganga's water. So, O Shihari, we are just tying you up with your name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. So is it, the Lord name is very difficult. We should transform this greed for accumulating this material thing. We should greed for chanting, for serving, for book distribution. Greed. So sometimes in Krishna consciousness movement there is a big competition. You know, we are so busy doing so many preaching activity. So the non-devotees, they don't understand. They think, are vale, what is the difference? You guys are running all the time after money. They don't understand. This is not money. This is Lakshmi. This is Lakshmi point, man. This is not money. See, a karmi, even if he loses 1 rupee, he just pushed, you know, he hits on his head, my God, I lost, I make a loss, I make a loss. He will not eat that evening because he made a loss. And here devotee, sukha dukhe same kritva labha labhau jaya jayau. Either it is a distress or this is happiness. Sukh dukh. Or jaya jayau. Either you win or you lose. So we have to be all equipoised in every situation. And how it is possible? How can you be equipoised? When you stay with somebody who is equipoised. So who is equipoised? Prabhupada. All his followers who are chanting, who are working, who are acting, who are performing on behalf of Prabhupada. Some, like we are cheaters. Sometimes we think we are Krishna conscious devotees. We are not. We have still so many agendas hiding inside. You know, we have so many if and buts inside. We are not completely surrendered to Prabhupada. But because we are so being seen as Prabhupada's follower, still we do so much service. Because even by seeing us, other people will become devotee. Even if we don't become devotee, other people know they like. Oh, we like your dress. You know, we like your smile, man. You are good. So they laugh. They smile. And they become happy just by watching at you. So let us maintain this spirit of Brahmana. Brahman culture, Vedic culture. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Any question? Comment?